Mava. Rav Shlishi is the Torah of the Mava. Tal Gadol Hu. Because Baruch is born, Rak if he had Kelim Shemachinim. Then the person should be Mashpia Ruch is, first step is we have to create something which we can hold within. Our Ruch in the Enam is Gal Ela Besar Kli, Besar Kli Matim. It has to be a proper Kli. Hagala Shabaras Hu Shmer Yisbarav. Hagala Shabashmai Sabi Yisbarav is Shmai Hamalai Hashem Amakim. Havaya Mashkacha Biyach.
I never heard that.
What?
Sing it. The contrast between Hashem Elohim is Abayim and Shkacha.
Right. Elohim is used to discuss the Shem Abayim is the Breshem is the source of all existence. Right? It's Hoya Habibiyah Mahabakum. That's the Shem Abayim. The Shem Elohim is Takur Balyachelus Balakurus Kulam. And when you add Elokeinu, means there's Mashkech and Asa Protos. That's the full name. Hashem Elokeinu, right? And even Hashem Elokim. Elokim is the version is expressing his being by the Takiv, by the Kalas, by the Kalas Kulam, means everything which is happening belongs to him. So he's not just the Mahabakal, but he's directing everything. Al Shem Zeh Omer Chazal. So Hashem Elokim is the Shem which Chazal said about this. Kilo Hibto Hashem Elokim Al Oritz Zat the Medrash Masker Shem Moli Al Omer. Okay, so this pasuk was only mentioned all the way at the end of the Hobriya.
We did start this. We did that pasuk, but I don't think we got very far into it.
So that the only kli which is large enough to express the shame of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the shame mole, is not the mole. Okay. The world when it was created. There was no vapors yet. Adam wasn't there yet. Okay. We always the Hasker love Shame Mole. It's such an island. It's possible to have a Shame Mole. Okay. Achrei shechet bo le'olam hifri ben ha'olam le'baroi. Drusha avoda miyucheres kidei lahachzer to olam limilu'oi. So we need a process which will allow us to bring the world back to that state. Zoya avoda tzer kabonus ha'makarevus of the bekas shuv es olam ha'gufni v'gash me'olabaroi. Okay, so we need a process which allows us to take the physical world and see the physical world back as just all it is the keli to express a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who much calls him Rabban? The pure inner kavanas. He quotes Rabban. So Rabban says that throughout the process of Kabbonis, the Shem Elohim is never used, only the Shem Abai is used. But Elohim Elokecha, I'm not going to be b'chiyach you about Kabbonis. But then I can be tamei your kavanas. That's Rabban's understanding, whatever that means. Okay. Kavanas matzir matarli yoshna alam ni yeshuv alam molei matuluk b'ashem biyachol yeshuv itkalas b'ashem molei. Okay. So he's going to spend a lot of time talking about this concept of a kli. And So we'll see if we go along a little bit. But it's interesting. By the Hasidim, the Hasidim is very big than the Kuda of Hachana. So Hashem says that the actual doing of the mitzvahs, we can't really do the mitzvahs. A person should not fool himself that he's able to do the mitzvah with the full kiyum of the mitzvah properly. But the rotzen that it should be there, the hachana, which means the process of setting yourself up that you want to do it and get ready for it, that could be perfect. That's a big nekuda by the chassidim. That's why by the chassidim, they gave more chashivas to the hachana than to the actual mitzvah. So contrary to the idea that they daven late, they didn't daven late. They got up very early and they made a chonot. Right? So even to this day, by the Bachram in Ger, so they get up, they have a Seder from 4 till 7 in the morning, they learn, and then they daven. So how can you learn? How can you daven without having some learning beforehand? You got a particular kedusha of the Torah in you, and then you can daven. Right? You go to the mikvah. Say some tilla. Right? So by the time you finish learning, a few hours, and you went to the mikvah, and you said some tilla beforehand, and then you stopped and thought a little bit. So now it's ready to do the mitzvah. It's pretty late, so you do the mitzvah quickly, because you don't have to do the mitzvah anyway, so you might as well just get it over with. Right? So that's basically what happened. Then the came on the not such a chassid, like a chassid, said, I can skip the 3 hour seder and the mikveh and the tilim and the thinking. I'll just stop late,
He also eat a piece of cake for fear of davening. He keeps the cake.
He keeps the cake, right? So the belt says that why did he eat cake before davening? Because it's much better that you should eat to be able to daven than you should not be able to eat. Because by the litvaks they daven, you can't eat before davening, so they daven because they can't be able to eat afterwards, right? Because their minds on the says it's much better you should get your mind off the food and on the davening, to get your mind on the food and your breakfast. It's like, I gotta get davening, I'm gonna eat breakfast. That's,
I was talking to somebody in Baltimore and they what time davening on Sunday, what's the latest davening there, and they said 9:30, and then during the week. And they said during the week it's 9:30. I was like, well, where's that? It's at the yeshiva, the Chabad yeshiva. It's like every day is 9:30. I thought it was just on maybe Sunday or something, but no, every day 9:30.
Yeah, but really,
they're doing stuff before.
They're doing stuff before, and so, right? Then there's the guys that come right at 9:30 minute because they should lock the doors. Okay.
At least they're davening.
Right? So here is but he's touching on the kuda of Kaylee. The kuda of Achana beforehand, the pshat is that davening is a tremendous process, let's say, learning Torah, doing a mitzvah. It's a tremendous process of the Bereshim being Megal himself in the Bria. The Bereshim created a vehicle, how here he is, right? That he created a physical act of taking a lulav and an esrog has expression of a kodesh baruch hu in the breed. Pliya tzuma. Doesn't make any sense. Right? How can I take this, this citron and this palm frond and some myrtle leaves and some willow branches and pick it up and wow, I did kedusha. Doesn't make any. We don't understand that. That's right. But we understand that the Bereshim created such a thing, right? So that's a plea. That was the Bereshim's way of putting back into the physical world an expression of the Bereshim. But that we should be able to receive it as such, without a keli which has designated itself for the function of receiving ruchnius, it won't go in. And that's why most people, after they shake the lulav, they say, "Wow, I just shook a citron and a palm frond, etc." They don't feel anything; nothing happened to them. And there's a person who made himself a keli for ruchnius that the physical being that they are is echadim to bring ruchnius in, and they walk away and say, "Wow!" And they were affected by it in a true way, not that I felt very holy, even though I was holding that sort of upside down type of thing. We're talking about that, I'm talking about the person who, you know, is, there are people like that. It's about them. Every tefillah should be them. So the Rebbe says that the Baruch Hashem created a vehicle which is the process of bringing the Bari back into the Bria, because the Baruch Hashem, as it were, sort of, the world changed tremendously after the Chet. And the Chiddush of Karbonis is it's a vehicle that to bring that situation back. I told you my word about the Hemshech of the Chumash, right?
Wait.
No?
Hemshech of the Chumash.
Yeah? No? I guess not. So I have this order over Parshas Vayikra, and then I do a little more over Pesach. I'm not going to do the word justice in the time allotted. But so Russia wanted that we should be partners with him in the creation. So that's his rut. And that's our way to get our reward. The type is by we being a true partner. For us to be a partner, the Bresham has to give space. Because the Bresham would be there in the full presence of a Bere, we wouldn't exist in a way that we'd be a partner. We would just be totally absorbed in the Bere. So the Bresham created the seeming reality of human being existing, which we are able to feel that in a real way. And the reason why the Bresham did that was for one reason only, that we should then use that as echatimsa to bring the Bari into our lives, to bring ourselves back to the Bari and get our reward. Right? So the Bresham gave us existence. But what's the process? What is the process which we're going to do, which is going to give us real existence, is by giving up of our existence to the Bari. Well, a weak mushel, an important mushel, is a marriage. Right? So in a marriage, right, the most intrinsic need a human being has is to exist. A person will do anything, right, that their existence, their name should continue, that they should continue, that they should be. Right? You come to marriage and we say, well, we're asked to be mevater, we're asked to give up ourselves, to connect another person. But in the background, we said, well, you know, if I do that, I'm giving it part of my being. It's part of my intrinsic. It's part of who I am, and I'm giving that away. I'm going to be diminished. What's the reality? If you do it properly, you're able to connect with another person, and you actually expand. But in our minds, we fear this process of diminishing ourselves. We end up never getting that greater existence. So the Rishon is asked to give up of his being. Comes along, the Nachash says, you can be Kelokim. You're going to be the source of existence. Right? You will exist if you do this. And he was called upon to forgo his own existence and say, no, my existence belongs to the Bari. Had he done that, he would have been connected to the Bari and had true existence. But he was scared of that because that would mean, in his mind, he says, I'm giving up existence by submitting. So he didn't do the right thing. So Sefer Bereishis is about mankind grappling with this issue of giving up of their existence for the Bari and getting existence. So the Dor Enosh starts talking about a Zohar. They start creating an existence in place of the Bari because they're scared, which they get to control. Dor Mabul, Dor Afloga, which is clearly, you know, that the Dor Afloga was, you know, go and do Mechama against the Kodesh Baruch. Come to Rav Avinu. Rav Avinu says, no.
Right?
He submits himself to the Bari. So the Bari says, Lech Lecha. You know, what's Lech Lecha? Rashi says, it's Mamayit, the shame, the Momen, and Peri Barivu. Right? That's existence. We'll have a continuity. We were known. We have our property. No, give it all up. You have a child? Give him up. You have a Shita? Give it away. What did Rav get for that? Rav Avinu is now the one who's Mechubah to the Kodesh Baruch. Right. So that's Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Shmos is about the person said, that's very nice. But, you know, Rav Avinu was able to do that. to, with his godless of a Rabbeinu, stand there in this world and see the world different than everybody else and go a different direction than the rest of the world. Klaiso doesn't, can't do that. So Russia says, okay, for Klaiso, I'm going to put my Havaya back into the Bria. I'm a source of all existence. It's not clear to everybody that's what it's about. I'm going to put it back into the Bria. Shmi Hashem lo nadati lehem. To Klai Yisrael, I will make it known to them. Tzemach Shmos is about the Russian putting himself back in. So you have Eish HaKalos Baruch, you have, you see it's a time. And then you have Har Sinai, Eish HaKalos Baruch, you bomb see the Shekhinah. Then you create a Mishkan, and the last Pesukim Har, the Russian is there. But that's not the purpose of the Bria. Because that's the Russian reaching out. So that's not what it's about. So Sefer Shmos ends with the Bresha says, I've done my job, put myself back into the Bria as much as I'm willing to do. Now, we get to start over Sefer Bereishis again for the better chance of being successful. Bresha says, I've put myself back in the Bria, I'm more available, I'm more obvious, I'm more existence that you see that I'm there. Now you come and take the Korban and give up of your being to me. This is what I asked Adam Rishon to do. But he didn't do it. But after Baruch Hashem putting himself back into the picture, the Baruch Hashem says, okay, Sefer Shmois, that's the purpose of Sefer Shmois. So it ends with Kodesh Malei Mishkan, not Kabbalah. Kabbalah is Klai Yisrael doing what they're going to do with what happened. Right? But you can't end Sefer Shmois before the Mishkan because the Baruch Hashem had not completed his process of putting himself into the Bria. Sefer Yikra is about the place. Okay, are you willing to give up your existence? Which the Korban is the human being, as Ramban says, taking his existence in a virtual way and giving it to the Bura because he sees as if his being would be given to Kodesh Baruch Hu through the cover of the Korban. And that is what we're called upon to do. And the Sefer Bamidbar is Klai Yisrael reenacting the challenge of Adam Rishon after having the Kabbalah and after having the right? Will we be willing to submit ourselves? That's the flow of the Chumash. So, but if a Yikra Kabbalah is Mamash, it's the Kuda. It's gracious, you know, not 101, it's gracious 201. That's Mamash, the Kuda is saying. That's the Echad Himsa to bring the Bari back into the Bria. What's the Echad Himsa? When a human being can take up his being and give him to the Bari. So we can take our existence and make it part of a Kabbalah's existence. That's the Arlam Mole. We're no longer. The Olam Mole is the Olam where the world is full of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right now the world seems to be quite not full of Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's full of everything else but Kabbalah's Echad Himsa make the Olam Mole, it's full of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a Kli, the whole Bria is just a Kli. The greatest, the pinnacle of the Bria is mankind. And mankind is showing that he's just a Kli for the expression of the burden. That's what Kabbalah's gave to us. Okay. Okay. A korban masakenas arlo brak bebechinas protis mitzad mekivir korban. So comes barrel into the mitzvah mikdash. He brings that korban and he does it with the whole process that he's supposed to. He feels this desire to give over his being to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's a rishon, but you didn't allow me to do that. But you allowed me to give this as if it was me. And I feel the desire to give myself over to you. And now I have a whole new understanding, relationship, connection. Right. To the bird. But the world out there is still not there yet. Right. Okay. Okay. So the shame is Akimole and the Kise is Akimole. Kiyon Kise and Ko, right? is where we're at right now. Amolek Sarder Harikonosh Abraham. That Amolek is the whole idea of emptying Kadosh Baruch out of the Bria. Seeing the Bria as just it's itself without any connection to the Burman. Who cut the meal is Zar Klapi Mal. The Muslim Kapsula, the Hofer Bris Eish Ben Abari and Ben Alam. Odishul Ruch is Kadusha, which creates the expression of that will be that a person is totally unresponsive to Ruchnitz and Kedusha. Doesn't mean anything. He's talking about this Kuna of Reikon later, and it's a lot also. There's even use this word. The person, I feel empty. I feel like there's nothing there for me.
What about
right? So vis-a-vis, roughly is I'm adish. I'm unresponsive. I don't feel it. So that's it. I'm a reka. Okay.